eyes you cannot see the way the world's turned. It's back on you, long way from here. Open your mind, you cannot know the way the world has pushed. It's back on you, long way from here. Hands you cannot touch the way the world has moved itself on you, long way from here. Open your heart, you cannot feel the way the world has pushed. It's locked on you, long way from here.
Open your mind and open your heart. What a great song, man. I'll tell you. That truly is inspiring. I just got to tell you, I just like that song. It tells a lot of things. In fact, I'm thinking about utilizing that. It is possibly my theme song. And by the way, that is Blind from Masonic Temple's album Follow Me. And, of course, I saw them a couple weeks ago live in L.A., and then they probably heard me on my last show. I was a little bit sounding a little weird in my throat. That was because they came out, some of them came out here in Vegas, and I was out late and come the next day. My throat was a little dry, so hope you guys bear with me from my last show. And by the way, do check them out, and you also check out my last show a couple weeks ago, or the end of last month, I believe it was the 27th, to hear my interview. And of course, do go to, they're on MySpace, facebook.com/mustem, M-A-S-T-E-M. Just click on follow me and you can get their album there. And also they have various, which I wasn't aware of, they have merchandise and things that's been pretty cool. But do check them out. You can also select and just listen to other songs of theirs. They're way up there in the charts right now. They're in the top bands in Australia, and they made a huge splash here in Los Angeles. Actually, it was a total sellout crowd. And thank you for all you out there for listening. And also welcome to When Pigs Fly. And of course, I am Andrew Fetter. Well, at least the last time I looked in the mirror, I'm Andrew Fetter. And I hope I am. Hope you didn't have no step-in soul or whatever take my place and take control of this physical body. But anyway, like I said, that was a great song, and do again check that out. And check out my other past interviews and other shows in the past, including the rants and things. If you have any questions or ideas or comments or whatever, please do forward them to either at flyingpigs@artlover.com, or also if you have a MySpace account at myspace.com/AndrewFetter. That's F-E-D-E-R. And of course, if you all have Twitter, I now have Twitter. You can hook me up. You can follow me. I follow you. And my Twitter account is FlyingPigs26. And before I didn't, if people aren't aware, actually, April 14th was my birthday. So what I'm doing is, because, you know, people usually receive gifts for their birthday. Well, I'm doing something very special. I'm actually going to give away a gift for my birthday, I guess. And what I'm doing is the first person who sends me an email or a message to me, they will be getting first one free copy or free CD of Follow Me by Masonic Temple. They will also receive copies of my books, signed, of course, personally autographed. Of course, The Heretic and When the Angels Have Risen. And so you can either send your message to me with your contact information to myspace.com/AndrewFetter, or you can email me at flyingpigs@artlover.com. And so just shoot it over. First one who sends it, I don't care. I will send those one big old package at my cost. I also want to talk about, I'm going to have, lining up a couple guests in the near future. I have one tentatively scheduled on May 1st. I had him in the past, Magid Ben Yosef. He is a Native American. In fact, he lives in amongst the Apache Nation, and is very close to the spiritual leader of the Apaches. And he travels about the United States in very close relations with the spiritual leaders of many of the nations. But I'm having him come on, because he's disclosed some very fascinating information regarding the Hopis and the relation, their true connection to the people of Israel, which will be very fascinating. I know some people on other shows may be, wow, what the hell is this? they may be upset about it. They may welcome it. They probably won't welcome it. But sometimes the truth can be heartening. And it's really fascinating how you just got to hear it. I just heard his stuff. You got to circle your calendar, and you know, these are the facts. Nothing, no BS behind it. But speaking of the Hopis, who are considered probably the spiritual center, many Native Americans refer to them as the spiritual people. There was a famous thing, and for some reason, I guess, you know, this is what fascinates me about the Hopis. They always, they don't go, hey, it's me who wrote this, or I wrote this, or I said this. So it's, there's a famous thing, and it's by an unnamed Hopi elder. And what he said once was, you have been telling the people that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go back and tell the people that this is the hour. And there are things to be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in a right relation? What is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for the leader. He then clasped his hands together and smiled and said, this could be a good time. There is a river flowing not now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are torn apart and will suffer greatly. Know the river has its destination. The elders say we must go and let go of the shore and push off into the middle of the river. Keep our eyes open, our heads above water. And I say, see who is in there with you and celebrate. At this time in history, we are going to take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. For the moment we do, our spiritual growth and journey comes to a halt. The time for the lone wolf is over. Again, I repeat, the time for the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we've been waiting for. These aren't just really words like somebody just has once. Many times says words. Are these just words? No, these are really. I pull these out just for a particular timing because there is a standard timing of things and events that are unfolding today. And I've heard many people, some have called us wanderers across the planet on this sphere called Earth. Perhaps we're dormant, walking souls that nobody knows who we really are, because the dormancy is now becoming non-dormant. It's springtime for these souls. Some have called us star seeds. Perhaps our souls are not from this origin. Perhaps we've been put here for a reason into these embodiments. Some of have called us even star souls, emphasizing something special, but nothing special. And these souls have been dormant. Dormant to their idea, understanding of for their nature, why at this vortex of linear time, on this side of the matter side, at this particular function in within the Earth, planet Earth, to know that what there is unfolding and what their true nature is. There are many out there, and they already know who and what they are. You are the warriors of the light. In your heart, in your soul, you knew there was something different. And you yourselves have this unusual feeling of what is transforming at this time, this function, at this vortex. Because the ascension is unfolding to a new and higher frequency, peeling away the hard shell of the seed as your soul is germinating and opening and blossoming like the lotus. But then there are those who are simply not sure. Perhaps they've been put in a situation where they've been continually had walls placed around them through by others, through their parents or others, clerics, whatever, authorities, either diminish to who they really are or castigate or make fun of or ridicule for what they really are. I say to you, those, look into your hearts. You are here for a given reason. You have chosen to be here. There is a reason. It's like you have a mission that is about to unfold. And as you journey onto this mission, you become aware of who your true nature, who you truly are. So I say to you all, warriors of the light, the awakening has begun. Some of it said this is the ascension. This is the awakening. But what is the ascension and what is the awakening? The ascension is the rise, the opening of the spirit, the connecting to what is real. This has been foretold through from one corner of us to the other, placed within every single scripture, covered with sand and dirt, shaken with water to muddy what the truth is, to give you a taste of dirty water. But now, during the time of the ascension, the vibration has shifted to such an event that the water is now separating from the mud. So you are seeing the truth of the clear water, and you can taste the water, the clean water, without swallowing the mud that has been placed in there. So I say again, warriors of light, the awakening has begun. Some have said, like I said, this is the ascension and this is the awakening, yet there is really an ascension. And the awakening is here and it's now. You can feel the change of the vibration of the energy. That which is engulfing the vortex of Mother Earth. Look around, not just with your eyes, not with just your ears, not with just your heart, not with just your mind. Feel and understand that things are now changing, not the product of change like they say the past, like the political events. That is minuscule. That is minimal. That is nothing what is about to unfold. These baby steps are going to be large steps. But as you walk these baby steps, you have walked a giant step. So I say to you once again, warriors of light, awaken. The awakening is happening. Your vision of candor, the truth, is becoming even ever more apparent as every moment moves forward. Love and light is embracing Earth to an unfathomed extreme. There will be those who wish to cling to hate and control and fear and manipulate. But sorry, your time is running low on the sand on this hourglass. Because the ascension, the rise of the spirit of humanity, will be reconnected to all the universe and the creator of this grand universe. Souls will and are feeling the knowingness and the understanding, which will be a continuum of its nature. These are the times. These are the awakenings. These are the ascensions. So warriors of the light, you may not know it. You may not realize it. You may not even understand or comprehend what I am telling you now. You may not, and you may go, well, what is this? But the true understanding is you are a warrior of the light. Many out there have felt despondent. We're not even comfortable of the presence at these times and throughout their present life in this particular embodiment. You may have felt perhaps an oddity. Some may have called you a nerd, a dork for your brilliance. Some may have even called you weird for your uniqueness, or even bizarre for your different outlook upon things. You may feel displaced. Perhaps you partake with meds like drugs to cover your true feelings of separation and disharmony. But you are a true blessing. The true greatness has and never has been lost. Your uniqueness, your unconforming mannerism is the product of the special soul that you are. You are the individual joy of the universe. You have always been attached and a part of the greater universe. Though many have disavowed you for a different purpose. And yet many of you may have felt very compelled to comply to conformity, while deep inside you know the true nature of your very existence, your essence, that being special and unique. Some may have told you by using malicious names and verbs, diminish your self-worth, your self-love. But the universe knows your blessed soul. So what I am now, I am holding the mirror of the universe for you to see the divine love and essence within you and who you truly are. So I say to you all, raise your heads, great warriors. Open your eyes from this bridled sleep. Open your hearts and your minds and awaken, great warriors of the light. Awaken. The ascension is now in the being. It is the confirmation of the messianic anointment. We are all and will be the messiahs, the Buddhas, the Jesus Christ, the Daniels, the Moses, the Krishnas, the Mohammeds, the Dalai Lamas. We are all warriors alike. We are all the warriors of light and awaken. Your eyes are opening. Your soul is feeling. Your ascension is the being. And this is not an exclusive membership. It is not saying that you have to have a special identity. Oops, sorry about that. I didn't ring any bell there of any Tibetan bowl there. But this isn't an exclusive membership. On the contrary, everyone, every soul is a warrior of light of their choosing. This is, like I said, not an exclusive club, an elite club, but like I said, inclusive of all souls, of all humanity, to reach for their sword of light. You will hold the handle of integrity with the blade of love, which emanates the light of the universe. So I say, embrace the greatness of beings. Because that is what it is. You are free. You can understand. Things are peeling away with true understanding of what's happening. The truth is within your minds, of your hearts, your soul, and your spirit. They cannot not lie to you. They cannot manipulate you. You know the truth if you open your heart, your mind, your soul, and listen beyond from what is being spoken, taught, or even me, like Buddha would say. Use your own reason, your own consciousness, to gain the greater good and understanding of what is really happening. There is a great change upon this planet. Some, like I said, have called this the ascension. Some have called this the messianic period. But these are just words, names, establishments. Some have called this an evolution, but I call it an irresolution. It is a resolution of the humanity. After more than thousands and thousands of years of humanity on this planet, we will step out from being the barbaric, the non-civilized, and look onto the real realm of things. We will understand that the monetary system is an illusion, a lie, to subjugate you all. But the warriors of light will stand forth and will expound upon that. And you, all humanity, know it, will make a change to that. We have the ability to have free energy right now, right here. These are the truths. Not an illusion. I'm not pulling a David Copperfield illusionary act. I say, look for yourself. Is Andrew Fetter telling you the truth? Look for, all I'm saying, look to your own heart, your own soul, and you will see the truth. You can investigate on your own. Your feelings will tell you the truth. You'll know that to embellish upon hatred is walking toward the dark side. You will know to embellish upon love is the light side. There is no gray or in between. Looking to one direction or to another direction, you will see those who want to still manipulate, who still want to grasp upon hatred and division. You will know those people who say on one side of the corner of the realm, and they'll say I'm a left wing. And you'll know those who wait on the right side say I'm the right wing. And they will all say I'm the right way. But you'll know the truth. Because they're the same. Of division. Utilizing the same amount of control elements of divide and conquer. Come to my team or hate that team. You will know that true nature of peace means to embrace from both sides, not product of hate or spilling of hate and divide, to go to one side and to the other side. As it says, like in Tao Te Ching, your shadow is casted from your own image. Therefore, your enemy is your shadow. It is part of you. What does that mean? I mean, it's you. So don't hate your enemy. There should not be an enemy. It's like minuscule. It's like ridiculous. And people are going to realize whether by my God and is better than your God crap is pure bull to manipulate you. Like little puppets with little strings. How many people are being put with little kids dropped with bombs on them, placed on buses to kill other people to say that this is my land? And nobody owns any land. You don't own land. It's retarded. Nobody here on this planet, no human being owns land. That is an illusion. The United States doesn't own this particular land. The people sitting, you don't own that house that you sit on that particular landscape, on that particular earth. Earth owns you. It gives you an opportunity to physically function on this planet. It is lent to you. You're on lease. That is the reality on the physical side of this planet. No Arab, no Muslim, no Jew, no Christian, no Hindu, no Buddhist, no Shiite, Sunni, no Mexican, American, Canadian, French, German, Chinese, Japanese, they do not own their land. They have built an illusionary idea of culture to say, hey, this is where I live and this is my land. Truth be known, that's an illusion. The Native Americans had said it right. That's why they had no understanding of what is to own land. But these are the truths that are coming out and unfolding. Just like the truth of the illusion of money and currency, that now the paradox of time has hit them in stride. It is not a coincidence that right now, right this time, at this very vortex of linear time, which is also our own illusion, talk about linear time, our own illusion that we've created and manifested, this will become a reality when we finally understand the true nature of time is not one-dimensional, but multidimensional. Think about it. How can I be on the Pacific time, right now, it says 11:30 a.m. And at this particular time, it's a different time in Australia and Japan. How can that be a different time? Who could say they're on the south side, we're on the north side? We have created with our own language, with our own words, an illusionary factor of our universe to foretold to be on a way to perceive this area, this planet. But these things I'm talking about are being disclosed. You would understand the true nature for yourselves of what your soul and what your being is in the reality. because right now there is a true awakening, a sense, a true higher frequency embellishing upon this vortex, upon this planet called Mother Earth. It is now, it is here. The knowledge of free energy, like I had said, is here. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. More and more. The CANs, the job, you know, Al Jazeera's, the Fox News, of course, MSNBC, all these mainstream medias, because that's what they are, they're not going to tell you, yeah. They're going to lie to you. They're going to hide from you the very truth of free energy. But click with a Google and you'll find that we already have it. We've had it. We have the ability to produce free energy via anti-gravitational abilities. We have that technology. We have the ability utilizing electromagnetic energy, which of course we've had since the days of Tesla. That's over 100 years. We have the ability to use geothermal energy free. What about sticking a solar panel that produces direct energy, electrical energy, to your house? We actually do have that, but they want to stick it in the middle of a desert so they can generate, store it, and then charge you for it. See, they have to figure a way to keep you under the debt system, because if you had free energy, there would never be a monetary system. And without the monetary system, they couldn't control you. They couldn't enslave you, like I had said in a preceding show. But warriors of the light, and all of you know, you all know the truth. The truth is love, the lie is to teach hate and embrace hate, to manipulate. That is the dark side. To make you feel guilty about, oh, he hath died for your sins. Throw walls around you to control your mind and your soul and your spirit. But warriors of the light, you all know that this is bullshit. And you all know the infinite is in reality the truth of all within the universe. The finite is really the illusionary perception of the lie. And what do I mean by that? Look within quantum physics. We've already known that. What is energy? Is it matter? Or is it wave? Is it particle or wave? How can that be? Is it both? See, the problem is, it's infinitely proposed. This is the realm of relativity and the connectedness between Einstein's relativity and the quantum theory. Look with every element, every single thing within our universe, from as small as it is, there goes into infinity. Breaking down one particle down, 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 and further. We can keep on going down the rabbit hole to infinity on one side of the realm. And you look to the other realm, into the spatial realm and the physical form within our solar, our planets, our spheres, our celestial stars, our galaxies. Look at beyond the infinite. That is the reality then. That is what is meant in every single theology. In the true essence of it, that when you look at God in the universe, they look into the infinite side. When you look in things and perceive things to the illusionary perception of something being finite, like a god, like money. Oh, I have to see it in order to know it's there. That's an illusion. Example, I'm talking on a phone here on the internet. A wavelength or whatever you want to call it, a signal, you do not see it. How do you know it's there? Ah. You don't perceive it, but it's there. You can't visually understand it, but it's there. It directs an image down to another satellite dish, and the image runs down, and all of a sudden you see a picture, and oh, go. So now, being three-dimensional, I now see that there's an image on my TV. Therefore, oh, there is an infinite signal that's running into my TV. But even that signal has an infinity mark to it. So therefore, not talking circles here, infinity is in reality the truth. But then you all know that. So I say the awakening has already begun. And I ask all you, read, listen, investigate, feel, open your eyes, your hearts, your minds, gather the real understandings of all. Because you all are the warriors of the light. You know the truth and the understanding. It is in within your true matrix. It is within your matrix like a papyrus. And heal. And I say heal yourselves. Raise, continually raise your vibration to a continuum. Like the Tibetan bowls, charming your essence, the ascension will indeed be your tuning fork. That is what is happening right now. Some have said that there's a vibrational level increasing within our sphere. And indeed, on the physical form, an electrical magnetic vibration is affecting our DNA on the physical side. And perhaps this is why it is opening up our connectiveness from our souls to our physical side. Perhaps this is what is really going on. Some have said, well, there's global warming and it's warming our planet and, you know, humans are, you know, with all the oil and carbon dioxide levels going up into the atmospheres, they're creating a blanket around Earth. Some of which is sort of true. 10% if lucky. They don't tell you, though, on the physical fact side, that our entire solar system is heating up. Yeah, check it out. On NASA, every single planet within our solar system is actually getting warmer. Wow. Could that be because our sun is getting a little bit larger? Is it perhaps maybe the alignment of the planets that 20-some thousand years happens once in 20,000 years where now we're lining up within the galaxies that we're going to be lined up within in the plane of the Milky Way? Do you not think that this certain alignment has an effect from one solar system to another, that this electromagnetic energy that's performed when you put those together, do you not think that's going to happen for a reason? What's going to happen? And some people may be asking, is this perhaps why the ascension right now, while we're having so many visitations of extraterrestrials, or so many more people becoming more aware of extraterrestrials and UFOs, and so many people are questioning the non-disclosure of governments, questioning their own governments and their own theories, clerics, and questioning their own authorities of the hidden information, of the trying to blanket the eyes and pull the wool over our eyes about extraterrestrials. Is it perhaps the enlightened ETs already here, watching and waiting, to see how humanity is going to rise? They've been here for thousands of years. Some have been here, as some people said, wanderers, even partaking many historical events in physical form in the physical bodies. You think souls are just not from other planets that can be reborn, reincarnated into present form, these human bodies? There are those who may question whether there are ETs or not, but that disclosure is becoming slowly disavowed with the true nature of the events that are unfolding. People are becoming more aware. They can cover their eyes when they see a UFO and try to figure a way to, it's the little flicker in the camera and this, and perhaps it is. But lo and behold, more and more, you're going to see a lot more. You're just going to come down where eventually it's going to be an unfolding where people are going to say, oh, wow, there are extraterrestrials. And there will be enlightened extraterrestrials who will sort of put down the red carpet for us to welcome us into the ascension. See, the problem is our own vibrational abilities have to rise in such a way, which is happening with the ascension, so that we can effectually communicate and connect in both physical and mental form and spiritual tone to these extraterrestrials or celestial beings. We will be coming out of our old ways. Hundreds of years, we'll be looking back and say, wow, we were barbarians. We had money? What is that? Your great-great-grandkids, will turn around and say, man, they actually fought over land. They actually start naming that they're separated from boundaries, that they think their God is better than their one God, and, I own this land, you don't own this land, this is my land. They're going to call it, whether it's Israel, Palestine, Jordan, Egypt, America. They will laugh at that. Just like we look at history in the past as being barbaric. What do you think will happen thousands of years? We'll say, look, we've certainly grown out of that. This now may sound sort of Star Trek-y to many of you, but is it? Like I said, the enlightened ETs are here, and they always have been. They're here now. Your eyes, your ears, your minds will communicate with them in not so near future. So I say to you, warriors of light, you will connect with old soul connections of the past. Perhaps some who are of star souls will know the very truth of their true origin, like I had aforementioned. Buddha had once said, hatred does not cease by hatred, but only by love. This is the eternal rule. Buddha had also once said, in the sky, there is no distinction of east and west. People create distinctions out of their own minds and then believe them to be true. Isn't this what I just said? Buddha had also said, an idea that is developed and put into action is more important than an idea that exists only as an idea. Again, isn't this what I had just said? Implement your action. Know the truth. Not just be awakened with your eyes open, but step off that couch, off that bed. Find out, investigate, get in tune. We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world, hence Buddha. And Buddha had once said, saying a lot of Buddha, huh? There is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. Think of that. Don't chase after carrots. Don't be the little rabbit. Don't be the little hamster on the wheel. That is the way of manipulation. And you're never alone, by the way. You're always connected. So I repeat these words of a Hopi elder who wishes to withhold his name. You have been telling the people at this that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go and tell the people that this is the hour. And there are things to be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in the right relation? Where is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for the leader. Then the elder clasped his hands together and smiled and said, "This be a good time. There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold onto the shore. They'll feel they are torn apart and will suffer greatly. But know this. Know the river has its distinction. Its destination. Know that the river has its destination. The elders had once said, we must let go of the shore, push off into the middle of the river, and keep our eyes open and our heads above water. And I say, see who is in there with you. And at this time in history, we are to take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. For the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey comes to a halt. The time for the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. All that we now know, all that we do now, must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we've been waiting for. And with that, I will close with In Despair. Thank you. The Ascension, the Awakening, you great warriors of the light. God bless you all, and have a great weekend, and a great week. Until next week. God bless you all. Thanks.
It's been a year since I've seen your face. You won't find me hanging around that place.